You're listening to SBS News.
Isha Yarowitsh has always loved the water. He spent his teenage years in Syria at the local pool. But when the war broke out, that was no longer an option.
And only the people who were rich or didn't have work, they used to go and swim. But for me, it was I couldn't.
In 2015, his family fled to Australia. It was the second time their life had been uprooted by war. When Isha was 10, they were forced to escape their homeland of Iraq. Now resettled in Sydney, the pool has again become a place of enjoyment for the 23-year-old.
When jumping into a water, it's a completely different environment where I feel relaxed, I feel free, I feel completely amazing experience.
Now a qualified lifeguard and swim teacher, Isha encourages other migrants and their children to enjoy the water.
I've seen a lot of people that had a terrible experience with water. So I'm trying to get them to forget whatever happened. And what can I do? They can do.
His training was part of a joint initiative by the Cumberland Council in Sydney's West and a string of local organisations. They include the Auburn Everest Aquatic Centre in Lidcombe, Bankstown Senior College, and STARTS, an acronym for the Service for the Treatment and Rehabilitation of Torture and Trauma Survivors. David Burns is the regional manager at the Auburn Ruth Everest Centre. He says it was set up not only to provide employment for refugees, but also to diversify staff at the local pool.
We try and reflect the demographic in this area. So we've got six refugees that currently work with us. Their work ethic, you know, they're so humble. They just wanted an opportunity, and that's with lifeguards and learn to swim teachers. And we're really, really proud of them.
Many of the migrants who visit the aquatic centre have had little experience in the water. Mr. Burns says by employing lifeguards and swim teachers with similar backgrounds and experiences, they feel more connected and confident in the pool.
In this area, there's a lot of migrants, a lot of new settlers. And, you know, we've got a really important role to play in terms of providing swimming lessons and life skills for those groups.
He says the centre offers a range of programs.
From babies to the elderly, for people with disabilities, you know, to programs for all different migrant groups. We have women's only sessions, we have sessions for non-speaking English people where we have swimming lessons and then English.
Rami Bhutani, originally from Iraq, is another refugee lifeguard working at the pool. He's just been promoted to duty manager. The Arabic speaker says he often has to explain the pool rules and water safety to patrons who struggle with English.
Sometimes they have difficulty to communicate with the reception or to misunderstand. So I help them with that, like to just translate from Arabic to English, English to Arabic. Yeah.
The importance of water safety has been thrust back into the spotlight following multiple drownings in Coffs Harbour on the New South Wales north coast. New arrivals to Australia can be reluctant to enrol themselves or their children in swimming classes, often because of language and cultural barriers. Isha has a direct experience of that.
I had a family once that wanted to assign their little kids in the swimming lessons, but they didn't have the language to go and talk to the operator to sign their kids. So it was kind of a big step for them to ask me so I can help them with that.
Isha is hoping he can encourage other families to do the same. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.